Peace, love, and lights. This is speaker Sherby Diaz speaking. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Excuse me. Let that shit go. Yes. Yes. Let that shit go. I'm telling you, I realized that last night. Me and my boyfriend, we have a conversation, and he made me realize how important it is to talk it out. If I had to paint a picture, he made me realize when you have so much baggage on a ship, like a relationship, right? So much baggage, so much dirt, so much you're hiding from the individual, the relationship starts to sink. There's no progress. It starts to sink because it's too heavy for the boat. It hasn't built a strong foundation for it to hold so much. So it starts to sink. Excuse me. This is why it's so important to let that shit go. Because then, once you're light, once your boat is light, you're smooth sailing through the ocean. You can start over. It may take some time, but eventually you get there, and you know, I'm the kind of person where I don't like to confront in the heat of the moment because I feel like that's not smart to do. And secondly, I feel so much. It becomes so intense. So then I wouldn't even know how to approach the situation, because I would have to gather myself. You know, I wouldn't know how to ground that person, because I'm also mad. I'm also heated, you know? I mean, he brought me flowers. He bought me my favorite snacks last night, and you know, we're just chilling, and he started talking about it, and I honestly can tell that he had something weighing on his mind, because when we were watching a movie, I felt like he was a little distant. I can't really say that for him, but off what I picked up, I felt like that's how it felt like, because it was weighing on his mind, like, damn, I don't want to feel this way. And I respect him for owning up to his shit, and you know, being a man about it, not sugarcoating it, not using the gifts, you know, excuse me, not using the gifts to hide the situation, you know. If anything, I felt like I was more at ease once he brought it up. Which I should have done. But I wanted to wait. I wanted to observe. But no. Don't do what I did. depending on the situation, but don't do what I did. Because I feel like the longer you wait, the more awkward the situation becomes, and you know, he's definitely gonna be in his head and he's not gonna act normal and shit is whack, you know? So I feel like it's very important to address the situation, you know, once you're able to address it, you know, sometimes you have to let your anger out. Sometimes you have to let your frustration out. Not on the individual, but it has to be released one way or the other. And I respect him for being the bigger person to approach me and to talk about the situation, because I was able to let that shit go. You know? Because it was still wandering my mind too. I'm not even gonna front. Like, definitely. That shit was weighing on my mind. But, you know? That definitely made the relationship stronger, where I felt like, you know what? He makes me feel like I can trust him more. Just for doing what he did. And you don't really come across people like that. Because, excuse me, especially for me, for example, I had to break down my pride as well. Because I would feel like, oh no, this person thinks that it's shit, the person thinks da 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 da, like, I'm not saying sorry to them, I'm not da da, like, what? Or nah, this person was wrong anyway. Sometimes you have to be the bigger person, but like, you know what? We kind of started off on the wrong foot. Or you know what? Excuse me. I'm a little sick. You know what? I should have known this would have bothered you some way. I'm sorry. You know, because especially when you're getting to know a person, you don't know a person in a year. You don't know a person in 5 years. You never know a person. Sometimes you even never know yourself. There's people still walking around to this day not knowing who they are. But I'm here to tell you this. Once you know who you are, people will see that within you. And this is where we respect you more of it. Because your originality. You're not faking it just to be someone else, you know? Excuse me. But yes, let that shit go. You're still breathing. As cliche as that may be, that's the truth. You're still blessed. Still have a roof over my head, and I'm definitely grateful for these things. And I'm grateful for my man, because he definitely made me feel like, yes, I was right this whole time. I need to work on myself. I need to let that shit go. I need to master my emotions where I know how to guard it in a way I can do it as like a switch. You can turn it on and off. Trust me, I feel like it's so easy for people to dissect other people's problems, but when it comes to us, if we're so blind to our own bullshit or our own inner demons, I would say, or flaws and all. We don't see ourselves like people see ourselves. I don't see myself every day like people see me every day. You know? As crazy as that may sound, it's the truth. I don't know how I look like when I do certain things. I don't know how I operate with certain things. I mean, I may know how I feel when I do these things, but I don't know how I may look. So, when I see someone doing something wrong, I'm like, nah, what are you doing? Nah, that's bad, or nah, you're doing it the wrong way, or nah, what's wrong with you? I'm saying you just never know someone, you just never know your own shit sometimes. It's just crazy. I felt like this whole time I let this situation go, but when he brought it up last night, it triggered me like, oh shit, I'm still in my feelings about this. Because I had to talk it out and let it go. It was definitely a long one, and we kissed, we hugged, and it was a wonderful feeling because I felt liberated for once, like, wow, I don't have to always be the bigger person anymore. For once, someone understands me, you know? And this is where I leave you with this. It's very important. It's very, very important to talk it out. As cliche as that may sound, it's the truth. And always have a solution just so it doesn't happen again. Always bring that within the awareness, because if you don't, most likely it may happen. So you address it, you know? Assert yourself positively in a way where you're heard and you're able to be heard from the individual, or your partner, or sibling, whoever. Then you're good to go. It's not easy as it sounds, trust me. It's not. But it's part of growth. It's part of growing up. It's part of being an adult, as they would say. And it definitely makes a big difference. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. If you guys want to follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at Haitian_Shelby. Haitian_SHELB as in boy, E as in egg. And my Facebook, Sherby Diaz. First name and last name. Alright, you guys have a great evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.